This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Michael Moore's documentary film, Fahrenheit 9/11, roared into the box office record books this weekend. The tirade against the Bush presidency and the war in Iraq was the number one movie, logging about $21.8 million in ticket sales. NPR's Kim Masters reports that figure shocked motion picture industry experts.
Thanks to unrelenting publicity, most of it free, Fahrenheit 9/11 has officially become a phenomenon. Box office analyst Paul Dergarabedian.
This would be the highest grossing standard documentary of all time already, after just one weekend in release.
Fahrenheit 9/11 took the record for a documentary that is neither a concert picture nor an IMAX film by edging out Michael Moore's last movie, Bowling for Columbine. And it played all across the country, not just in the so-called blue states that tend to vote for Democrats.
When you average $26,000 a screen, you're getting a lot of people everywhere.
Tom Sherrick is a partner in Revolution Studios. His company produced White Chicks, the comedy that was expected to take the number one spot. He admits that he, like everyone else, was surprised by the numbers.
I thought it would come from the top 7 to 10 cities. But it is everywhere they opened, they did business.
The film bumped White Chicks out of the number one spot. Sherrick says he's taking it philosophically. A rising tide raises all boats. In the coming weeks, Fahrenheit 9/11 will expand its run from 868 to more than 2,000 screens. Where it stops, Sherrick says, nobody knows.
This is like a shooting star. It takes you. You hold on to it, and you let it take you. And they don't have a clue where it's going to go. They have a clue they're going to make a lot of money, but they don't have a clue where it's going to go.
The picture showed strength by playing strongly from Friday through Sunday. While many documentaries do most of their business in the first weekend, box office analyst Dergarabedian believes Fahrenheit 9/11 still has plenty of fuel.
I think Fahrenheit 9/11 will still be a factor in the marketplace. I think a lot of people who could not get in to see it this opening weekend, because I know it was sold out in a lot of locations, will catch up on their movie going over the extended 4th of July holiday.
Tom Sherrick says he's guessing that the film doesn't necessarily represent a groundswell of opinion against the Bush administration.
I think that as many people dislike it as like it. I believe that you had to see it so you could talk about it.
Certainly a number of filmgoers who saw the picture in Charlottesville, Virginia, gave it positive reviews. Even those who, like Forrest Burnett, didn't take everything in the film at face value.
I liked it. You know, Michael Moore has a tendency to be very black and white and very emotional on one side. But I think overall I like him because he brings up points that most people don't have the guts to.
On Wednesday, Fahrenheit 9/11 faces Spider-Man 2. While Spider-Man is sure to swing to dominance, it appears that Fahrenheit 9/11 will play far more strongly than critics who urge theaters not to book the film would wish. Dergarabedian thinks this movie might even pass the $100 million mark. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.